the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, helping to keep things moving here weekly. And did you reach the show today on the phone, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com is the email address, youdocs.com. So email away at any point in the show for Dr. Mike for a question answered or comment from him or even the guest. When we do our guest segment weekly, we get numerous questions for the guest, and we get that question pretty much right away for the guest, so you can get your answer right away, too. udocs@gmail.com. Thank you, affiliates, for having faith in this show weekly, all of the great affiliates around the country and Radio MD and iHeart Radio Talk. It's a great way to experience your favorite shows and personalities and hear what's going on in the world of health today. Add Radio MD, or you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeart Radio Talk. It's a news and update section customized to the information you need specifically. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, go on the internet, web users, click Talk in the main menu and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. So here's the basic setup for this hour of the show, 20 after the hour, what's toxic and what's not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. The Toledo water problem of a week or two ago, what does that mean for the rest of us? Pot growers have a problem that he'll talk about. Also, some trouble for common cosmetics. Might have something in those thing in the common cosmetics that could be an issue. And Dr. Mike, there was one other thing I think you wanted to bring up. I didn't write it down. What was that again you want to speak to Gary about?
Well, the other one that Gary brought up, if you will, so there are four items that Gary brought up. I doubt we're going to get to all of them. But the fourth item that Gary had was one that I think isn't as interesting to me anyway as the other three that you've brought up, but we ought to say it so that people know what it is.
Yes.
It is the high-level radiation waste is heading to remote Texas. And he said there are some implications for the rest of us, but I suspect that common cosmetic issues, that is, what's in the common cosmetics that you should look for, and also why are pot growers suspected of poisoning a researcher's dog, and probably most importantly for us in the Great Lake area and for the rest of the country, since we're depending on the Great Lake area to supply water by 2023 to even the Southwest, it is what is this algal bloom thing all about, What does it mean for us in controlling things, and if you will, how do you prevent it? And I can tell you that at least a short-term solution is you get a activated carbon filter, because if you put your water through an activated carbon filter, it gets the microcystin toxin, which was the problem in Toledo. It can take more than 98% of it out of the water in just one pass through an activated carbon filter.
Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Gary Ginsberg and me at 20 minutes after the hour in this hour. At 6:35, we'll have a quick Q&A with Dr. Mike. We have some listeners with some email questions. I always thought that's a good idea every weekend on the show to kind of hear people's circumstances and issues and what might be the fix for them. So some listeners with a question and Dr. Mike with his answers on the way at 6:35. And then we'll wrap the hour up with a real age tip of the week. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. What makes us fat? Is it eating too much? Or is it moving too little? Dr. Mike.
Well, this is an interesting study because from 1983 through 2004, we ate 2% more calories per day. So we're eating about 600 more calories per day than we did in 1983. So everyone assumed it was actually food. And at the same time, during that period of time, we started doing 1% more leisure activity. so everyone that is physical activity during leisure time. But since the late 1990s now, we have cut back about 1% a year on leisure activity, leisure physical activity. And, of course, we're not doing any at work anymore, hardly. And so, in fact, the message is that it now appears that lack of physical activity. If you looked in the early 1990s, something on the order of 70% of us said we were getting 30 minutes of physical activity a week. Now, more than 50% of us say we aren't getting any physical activity a week.
It's really a tragic way the country's lifestyle has gone, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it is, you know, as I tell a lot of my patients, you've got another job now, which is to stay healthy, because if you want to see your grandkids or your great, you're going to be able to. The data, and we should have the author of The Singularity on again, but his point of view was that if we live to about 2023, sometime between 2020 and 2030, we will have enough evidence on how to replace almost every organ. And if that's true, then in fact what we should do is, if we make it to 2023, we can live at that quality of life for a long time after that. So the key is, make it to 2023 as healthy as you can, and that means eating healthy and exercising routinely. I know you do, Joe, and I do all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's really too bad. I mean, manufacturing is pretty much all automated now, not much to do in factories and you know, places of employment, the computer, the technology, and you know, just taking away any desire for a young kid to go out and play day. You know, it's just to me, it's like, geez. I mean, where do we? How do we change this? It's a wave that's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right, and in fact, one of the stories this week that is a best story of the week is, in fact, that the estimate of people with obesity was, in fact, wrong, that even more bad news, we're getting more fat than we thought, if you will, and that is that that we underestimated obesity. So it is a more of a message, more of a mess than we thought.
Yeah, it really is. It really is discouraging. And the thing about it is, you could almost back in our day, you could almost get away with, you know, the way we ate at that time. We were obviously eating high fat foods and things like that, but we did exercise. We were constantly on the move. And that, in a way, maybe tempered the food we ate at that time. But now we could eat that same food now, which we probably do. But there's nothing being done about it because people are so sedentary.
That's right. So I think this is a problem, if you will, that we're going to have to face. You often say, ask me about taxes on sugared beverages and stuff, and you say we've got to do this without taxing, we've got to do this with people getting healthy. It doesn't appear we're going to be.
No.
So whether we're going to tax people in some way or whatever we're going to do, we're going to have to figure out how to get there.
Yeah, that's the side of the argument, obviously, and it's a legitimate argument about the taxes and what we'll pay for healthcare in the future. But I would just like to see people get healthier, you know, to see people overweight and obese. And I just like to see people get good looking and get healthier and for their own selves. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's interesting. One airline in the news of the week is going to start to charge based on your weight and the weight of your baggage. So they'll add them together. And then that's how you will determine your, so you'll get weighed when you go to the airline.
All right, we'll see. Dr. Gary Ginsberg next. He's with the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.